inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
The National Weather Service reported that temperatures fell to a record low of 23 degrees at the airport Tuesday morning. And in this week's edition of Garden Talk, we put away the begonias, dahlias, and fuchsias before the next cold snap. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A little chilly, or at least it's starting to get a little chilly in the Juneau area overnight. The temperatures frequently I've seen in the 20s and 30s. And before we get to our subject, we still have some questions that we weren't able to get to last week, and maybe now would be a kind of a good time to tackle. So if you're game, let's give these a try here.
Go for it.
Okay, the first question comes from Michelle. Can you suggest plants that could provide year-round privacy on a very small condominium deck?
The challenge there is any plants on that sort of location are going to be affected by the assuming they've got to stay outside for the winter time, is the freeze-thaw action and exposure to cold, drying winds. So if the folks can modify plastic pots with perhaps some extra insulation for the winter, and that might just be wrapping them in bubble wrap or some of the flexible foam wrapping, then still we've got a limited choice. Arborvitae, which are cedars, upright, fairly narrow, is an option. They are pretty tough. They themselves, even the plants, might need to be wrapped with something like burlap for the winter, which I suppose is still screening. And the one other possible choice would be upright yews as an evergreen that's pretty tough. That's kind of limited choices for that spot.
Yeah, I think Michelle doesn't have very many options here because she can't be bringing this stuff into her house, and she probably doesn't have a garage or anything else that she can put these in, right?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, otherwise, dare I suggest plastic plants?
Okay, next question comes from Sean, and he asks, do you know where I can buy plants and flowers that is not a retail shop? And me reading this question, I'm not quite sure if Sean means kind of the big box stores or if they're talking about kind of natural plants and vegetables out there in the backcountry.
Well, okay, so all I can say is buying local is important. And again, as you say, you're not sure about the definition of not retail. I mean, my business is a choice. Another friend of mine, Danny Brown Farrell on North Douglas, she has Sunnyside Farms. That's another choice, I would think. And again, Glacier Gardens and David Lindrum's Landscape Alaska would be other local choices where we grow and propagate many of our own plants. So that's my best suggestions, if that is a little bit of shameless commerce, perhaps.
I think with local growers, you have some sort of knowledge here. It's not like some of these, nationwide retailers are bringing in stuff that might not be good for our local environment and climate.
Exactly. We've been in business long enough and have, we're all killing plants, professionally or not. And so, yeah, we can make recommendations for specific microclimates around Juneau. So I think that's the benefit of us. Most all of us have been master gardeners and have gone through gardening classes.
Okay.
Here. So we do our best.
Let's get to our subject here for this week. Assuming that the begonias and dahlias and fuchsias that we have out on our porch and our deck have not frozen already, what should we be doing with them right now?
So begonias are probably a pretty simple one. With those in pots, I'll snap the stems off of them, and the whole pot can go into a garage or someplace to dry out for a while. And then eventually I will take those begonia tubers earthen soil and let them dry a bit more, like on trays or in cardboard boxes, and store them for the winter in a warmer, warm being not freezing, preferably above 50 degrees. And I usually put those in cardboard boxes, paper bags, usually with a label, if possible, for their color and variety. And then, you know, February, March, when we start our program up again, we'll get them started again.
Okay, and dahlias and fuchsias, a little bit different for those?
Dahlias are fairly similar. Cut the tops off, cut the stems off at about maybe 2 inches above the ground. They can go likewise, so we've got the space into the garage to dry out a bit. But those, otherwise, pull them out of the pots, wash them off with the hose, wash all the soil off, and that's at that time, then they can be, they need to be cured, kind of like we talked about with potatoes, dry out the tubers, and then they can be split up carefully with a little piece of stem attached for sharing or multiplying or making lots more dahlias. Fuchsias, there usually we want to strip all the leaves off. And hopefully they'll come off if they've been lightly frosted, not too hard frosted. They can be cut back unless people are trying to grow the fuchsia more like fuchsia shrubs, which I do. And I'll even use a soap spray because aphids can hide on in those fuchsia pots and then re-emerge to chew on the little the new little shoots in the springtime. Those can go into a cooler space, and even in a root cellar or in a crawl space, and should be checked probably once a month during the wintertime to give them a little watering so they don't dry out completely.
Okay, Ed, we'll come back next week for our final episode of the season. How's that?
Sounds good, Matt.
Okay, Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk here on KTOO.
Man is made of dreams and bones, feel the need to grow my own.